Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. I know, you're thinking, but the flawless production value, the endless stream of top-level talent. I don't understand. No, you don't understand. And my job is to keep you safe from the terrifying facts swirling around just outside your window, allowing you to find simple enjoyment in our clever little audio pantomime, forever hovering on the ratings charts just below Welcome to Night Vale. Just trust me and don't worry about what else is out there. I'm like the witch in Rapunzel. Well, the version from Tangled, who's kind of fun and probably based on Patti LuPone. Man, could she rock a shawl. All right, have you settled into the bath? Charcuterie board balanced on one knee? The hardcover large print edition of Eat, Pray, Love on the other? Then sit back. Not too far, that prosciutto is top heavy. And enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Beautiful Arnold. Gah. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon.
Did I miss it?
Yeah.
Did I miss him saying Beautiful Arnie?
Yeah, you missed it.
Oh, yes. I tried to time it just right.
Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift.
And Arnie, do you use that audio to upload a podcast from here, the tavern, the strange familiar in the town of Nibblebottom?
Yeah, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the land of Foon.
Well, unnameable. I could name it. I mean,
we'll try. We tried.
I could name it if I wanted to.
We'll just, for example.
Okay, well, let me stare out the tavern window here. So that mountain is clearly, I can't. Yeah. What's wrong with my mouth? I can't. I'm trying to form the words, and
90% of what you do is come up with names for things, and you can't name that mountain. That is a strong magic.
Was that a name? Did I say it?
I mean, I guess technically it could.
Fuck. Damn it. I want to name that mountain so bad.
I know. Also, my name is Beautiful Arnold. I am joined,
Damn it.
As always, by my co-host, Chub the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Have you lost all naming ability?
Oh, yeah, baby. There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Something's wrong with my jaw.
Ugh, maybe some side effects from all those oils you rubbed on yourself last week?
No, Arnie, might be, but I'm pretty sure it's because I tempted fate and I tried to name the unnameable mountain. I think I'm being punished. Arnie, yeah. You try.
Okay. Let's see here. The thing is, it usually takes me a good long time to think of a name anyway.
Okay, we can cut some of this out. Okay, we've cut out 20 minutes, Arnie.
Yeah, see, I got the same thing. It just took me longer to get there.
Huh. Interesting. You, sir, you old bag of bones?
This is a chore chart. Now, in the basement...
Fuck.
We each have some responsibilities which some of us are not living up to, so I've made this chart to clearly define when someone goes down there and cleans up the messes, when someone takes the food down, when someone sings the book club to sleep, and it's very clear here on the chart how we take care of the book club.
Usador.
In my defense, I don't care.
Usador, it's not safe for you to bring the chore chart up from the basement and just be waving it around in the tavern.
Well, it's not safe for me to ignore the chore chart, when everyone else is ignoring it, and I'm the only one doing the work.
Oh, you're the only one doing the work? Yeah, motherfucker. I'm going to take you up to the top of... and throw your ass off, okay?
Wow.
Usador, everyone in all of Foon thinks that the Dark Lord is dead. And
which he
that
is.
We killed him. Which right. he is, if anyone's which listening.
Is. Yeah, definitely is.
But you made a private chore chart that says, don't forget, the Dark Lord isn't really dead, and we're trapping him here in the basement. No one can know about this. But also, who's going to clean up this shit? I have a very simple system on this chart.
Turn page over. Dark Lord is alive. Dark Lord is alive. Dark Lord is alive.
Well, fine. I'll set it on fire. Get everything cover.
Well, now we don't know when we got to do our chores.
Yes.
Idiots.
I don't have to do my chores. Which is good because I'm spending all my time and energy in trying to campaign for Town Daddy.
How is that going?
It's going pretty good. I've tried to go around to as many citizens as possible and go up to them and say, what's up, champ? Stuff like that. And I try to, everyone whose birthday it is, I try and give them 5 gold coin, which I haven't done a good job of, so I've had to write a lot of IOUs. Usador, if you could help me with those.
Oh, sure, no problem.
And just a lot of sage advice.
Now, you say, what's up, champ?
Yeah, well, I'll say, what's up, champ? Or, like, how's it going, big guy? Or, you know, stuff like that.
I don't know why this strikes me now, but that would be a great name for a horse.
Yeah.
Champ.
Yeah. Like champing at the bit. Huh.
Yeah.
That
champ the horse.
Huh.
That's something to think about.
Yeah. I think half the people would like it.
Choo-choo, so if you're running for Town Daddy, have you met the other contender for Town Daddy? Like what? Wasn't the old Town Daddy killed by his brother?
I believe that's what we heard from the spirit from the well.
Wizla, yeah.
But I haven't met that Town Daddy. The person that I have met is another person like me trying to campaign to run for Town Daddy. His name is Jack Catalyst. He's a giant firefly. He's a giant fly who got fired.
Oh. What did he used to do?
A fired fly.
He's a fired fly.
Fired from what?
Well, his job was to cook in a diner, and I guess he got caught barfing on all the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah. But from what I can tell, he's very nice. Ever since I met Jack Catalyst, I feel like whenever I'm around him, one thing leads to another, and there I am, smack dab in adventure. Jack Catalyst just has a way about him where you always end up doing something.
I see what you're saying there, but it seems like a bit of a reach, like more of a Jack Reacher.
Well, I've met Jack Reacher, and...
not so great.
Well, no, actually, pretty great. I mean...
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you stand in front of him, and he has hands the size of turkeys from...
the size of turkey.
Yep.
I don't know. I've never met the guy.
Oh, well, you should meet him. I mean, he only comes out at night, and, you know... You work something out with him, and it's a pretty good time.
Okay.
So you go out in the area, like, is Jack Reacher around?
You can't be so brazen, Arnie.
Oh, okay.
You have to think about Jack Reacher, and he'll pick up on your vibes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't believe I burned up that chart. Now I have to make a brand new one. Stupid. Stupid of me.
You know, thank you for asking, I've still been working on my apprenticeship as a cooper.
What?
I've been... working as an apprentice, learning how to be a cooper.
Did you ask him that?
No.
Oh.
He just said it.
Okay.
And it's going really well, thank you for asking.
But Arnie, you're so big. What's the opposite of a Mini Cooper?
A Maxi Cooper?
That's what you are. Ooh, Maxi Cooper. That's a great fake name. Arnie, quick, wear this mustache. Now, if anybody asks, you're Maxi Cooper.
That could be my Coupon name, I guess. I still... do you call it Coupon? I still know very little about... how to Cooper.
Usador.
Yes.
He's just started answering questions that he wants us to ask him. Isn't that insane?
Yeah, it's a little troubling. I think this whole Maxi Cooper thing has gone to his head. But Chunt, what is your disguise going to be?
Oh, my disguise? Well, of course I've thought about it. I didn't shirk my duties like I did with the Dark Lord. My disguise is going to be looks around room... my disguise is I'm going to be a 7-foot-tall table.
Nice.
Damn it, Chunt, you did it again. And Usador, what's going to be your disguise?
Of course, I shall disguise myself as... Susan Doku.
Ooh. Wait, hold on. I'm not going to be a 7 foot tall table. Let me grab this fork and put it in my sleeve.
I'm going to be fork hand. Hey, hey, mister. Look over here. It's fork hand.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Chunk, there's something about your portrayal of fork hand that makes me think someday you're going to play some roles with some real emotional depth.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah.
You're a little punch drunk today. Usador, I forgot what I was going to ask you.
It's Susan.
Susan, I forgot what I was going to ask you. Could you name the unnameable mountain?
Well, I don't believe I could, and I wouldn't dare, for names have great power, and I would never ignore that, or even dare to try to do such a heinous act. For surely, as a wizard, I would be punished greatly.
You can't spell heinous without heinous.
Maxie, do we have a guest today?
We do, actually. I have a guest. And I don't know, should we do these in character or should we... I'm not sure.
Well, Arnie, clearly you're voting no, since you're not even doing a character voice as Maxie Cooper.
This is my character voice.
Oh, fuck me.
Okay, well, Susan, I feel like we should maybe drop ours. Just because Arnie's not going to be...
Fine.
Really? You had to shake it off, really?
What do you mean? Yes, I had to magically transform myself back into a wizard from the beautiful math teacher you saw before you.
Okay, if that's what you think it was.
All right.
So, anyway, I have a guest. I'm very excited.
Okay.
Guest, if you don't mind climbing up the chair ladder... it's a little high up here. This is our guest, Wade the Wanderer.
Yes, hello there. I am Wade the Wanderer. I am a simple wanderer. I'm not important in the slightest.
Friend, it is a pleasure to meet thee, but your hood covers your entire face. Your voice sounds very familiar to me.
Oh, I must just have one of those voices, because I'm a simple wayward wanderer.
He enunciates too well to be a wayward wanderer.
Yes, you don't seem like a traveler. You seem like a noble person who's lived a life of wealth and luxury and excess.
I don't think that would be the case at all.
Motherfuck, I know who this is.
You guys
Arnie.
Are being really rude to our guest.
Just pull back your hood, friend. It's a warm tavern. A hearty ale sits in front of you, ready to be quaffed.
Fine. It is I, Baron Shanglebirth Ragoon. Steward of the Shrike Valley, Silver Hand of the Dark Lord, and your doom!
Damn it, Arnie, why did you book him as our guest?
I don't know! He tricked me with that voice!
That was the same voice he always uses!
Are you sure?
Yes.
That's what he said about my character voice.
It sounded exactly the same. And he had a hood on. Granted, the hood threw me off a little bit. I couldn't quite place him, but look, it's him. Clearly.
Enough of this squabbling! Where is the Dark Lord? What have you done with him?
He
dead.
Where is the Dark Lord? Don't lie to me. I know you were. This is some trick. I know this is some scheme.
You will
tell me what is happening right now, or I will use the blade of Vasco Halan, which I hold here in my hand, end this wizard.
That's not the blade of Vasco Halan.
Yeah, that's the fork I was using for old fork hand.
No, this is the blade.
Please give me my hand back.
It's the blade of Vasco Halan.
Forkhead's really growing on me. That's definitely not the blade of Vasco Halan. I'm sorry.
You don't know what the blade of Vasco Halan looks like because it's been lost for generations. And this is the blade of Vasco Halan. And you will tell me what you have done with the Dark Lord.
Oh, Baron.
How did you fake it? How did you do this?
Baron,
this
you're reeking of desperation.
This is sad.
Okay, all right, fine. It's not the blade of Vasco Halan.
Yeah, I know.
How do you know?
Because I found it a while ago.
What? Oh, damn it. It's...
Well, someone clearly doesn't listen to the podcast.
All right. Okay. It isn't the blade of Vasco Halan, but you will nonetheless tell me what is going on. Where is the Dark Lord? And don't give me this story about how he died. I don't believe it. It isn't true.
Now, how did you hear the news?
Yeah.
I heard it in the... I received word when I was at the camp. And I know it isn't true because he He is the most powerful being to ever walk Foon. He is the only wizard to recognize this wretched realm for the abomination that it is. And he has too much to do, and he will not leave us. He will not leave Foon. He cannot go before his work is done.
Okay, I have to ask. You got word. I need to ask you. Did you have to pay for word? Because I love word, but a lot of times I can't get it, and they're asking for this charge. I'm like, I don't want to pay this whole charge for word. So
somebody pays for word. The organization is paying for word. The Dark Lords organization, it just pays for word, and
you
get word.
So you just use a code. You just got a code that somebody else had.
Charge of setting up word. I just get it, okay?
Could you give me that code?
I don't have a code.
I hate to be the one to break this to you, but as a wizard, I excel. And I took out my powerful sword and gave it a power point right into the chest of that Dark Lord. And no longer does he live here.
Also, Chunt, you don't want the Dark Lord's minions word code. That's going to be a bad word.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of bad word? That sounds kind of fun.
Oh, like a really bad word.
Ooh. Dripfang was there. He saw it.
I know. I didn't want to believe it, but he's gone. He's gone.
Oh, wow. You really cared for him. I thought you were just afraid of him, but you really loved him, huh?
Now, see now you have that opportunity. Remember when I said before you could...
It's cry laugh.
He's trying to evil laugh in his way back, you know?
Oh, how's it going, champ? Hey, big guy, it's okay.
You're right, that would be a good name for a horse.
Yeah, right?
It's true. It's true.
I know.
The Dark
Your whole life was dedicated to being evil and being and working in the service of the Dark Lord. This has got to be difficult for you.
So they're just going to get away with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't spell dedicated without dead, and the Dark Lord is dead.
Mm-hmm. There's not going to be an end. No one's going to destroy all of Foon.
No.
Is that the world we want to live in? Who's going to make the goddesses pay for what they've done?
For creating everything?
Yes! That's just a thing you can do. You can just create a magical world and you get away with it. And no one cares if you can't figure out a better way for animals to live except by eating other animals' faces off maybe we should, you know, fine-tune how new pixies come from. Like, maybe them laying their pixie eggs in people's brains with their pixie sticks isn't the best way. But let's instead get distracted by two rocks that you think are cute and you want to see them kiss. So now you invented magnets when you could just, like, not have pixie brain eggs.
Oh, you think that's where magnets come from? Also, nobody knows where magnets come from.
Also, that's where magnets come from.
Fucking magnets, how do they work? We don't know. Also, I know you're emotional.
I just told you, Oon saw two rocks that were cute, and she wanted to see them kiss.
I know you're emotional, but there's no such thing as pixie sticks. They lay their eggs with pixie dicks.
Mm. I mean, it's a slang term for ovipositor, isn't it?
Okay, I guess you're smarter than me. Here, take some of my fur here. Wipe your face.
Thank you.
There are a lot of things to unpack there. First of all, you can't be that mad at the pixies. They do little.
Yeah.
And, of course...
I'm not mad at the pixies.
Hey!
It seemed like you were mad at the pixies, to be honest.
I'm mad at the goddesses, and the only one who could have fixed what they did is gone.
Really gone for good, and no way he's coming back. So don't even think about that stuff.
Like, everybody in all of Foon believes that the Dark Lord is dead, which he is.
Which is all that matters.
He's been with me for so long.
Mm-hmm. And me as well. I was brought into this world by a conspiracy of bird and rain and wind and fire that demanded there be a champion that would overcome evil. And I have completed my purpose now. Evil has been slain.
This isn't helping me do my thing.
Okay, sorry.
I was born when my hand was turned into this fork.
Okay, that's helping a little.
Yeah, I like
fork. And I'm Maxie Cooper. This is my Maxie Cooper voice.
I don't know what that is.
Right? Neither do I. What the fuck is a Cooper?
So, it's true then. It's true what every last person says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes when everybody in the whole world says something, that's the truth. As much as you don't want it to be.
And listen, I know you're evil, and I don't consider myself to be evil, but you're going through a lot, and I gotta say, like, I'm sorry for your loss. I hate to say that, but I want to be empathetic. I'm sorry for your loss. They're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm gonna say something I never thought I'd hear myself say. Honestly, Chunt, building off that, no one's stopping you from being evil. You can still be evil if you want. I would recommend that you have a big churn here and realize that you should join the forces of good, and it'll be a real upset, and everyone will be thrilled at that moment where you, like, I don't know, stab Drip Fang in the face or something. I don't know.
What's the point? What, just to torment people for no reason? Steal a few coin? If it's not going to bring the whole thing down, what's it even for?
Then reinvent yourself. Be like Usador said.
Yeah.
Reinvent yourself and be good. This is like your divorce party, baby. Let me get some sangria. One moment.
Could I get Goblin? Whoa. What's with this tall chair?
It's the tall table. It's actually like really inconvenient, but people just really look up to us. Literally, it's kind of the coolest table in the tavern.
Yeah, we saw it the first day, and we thought, why not?
And sort of like making bad choices, but then sticking to it for a long time, that's kind of our brand.
Yeah.
Speaking of, here's four glasses of sangria.
Dry.
Yeah. You know what? Why don't we take a quick break? Because I feel like when we drink this, there's just going to be a lot of coughing noises, and I don't want to put that on the podcast. All right. We'll be back in just a minute.
Oh, mine was just cinnamon.
This is what I deserve.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
We'll drink up and tell us everything, okay? You don't need him, girl. You don't need him, okay? He's gone. This is your party. We're celebrating your liberation, Baron, okay? What have you been doing?
Oh, it's just so hard to believe. This guy, he was there when I conceived my children.
That explains a lot about
your
children.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, Jamie and Sammy.
Was he like rubbing your back or? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Don't say.
We're good.
I kind of want to know, but no.
I mean, he wasn't there at that point. He but you could see him in the mirror.
Wow. Oh, he was the one pair of talons in the sand. Ugh.
Yeah. I thought he would do it all, and he was just another wizard. Another, like, talking wizard. Just saying things. The phony son of a birch. That corny-ass chump. He failed us. He failed. Oh, what have I been doing? What have I been doing? What have I been doing with my life?
Yeah.
But I think you were asking probably since, what have I been doing since
yeah,
last...
Yeah, like, what have you been up to?
Yeah, last time I saw you, now that I remember it, you stepped out of the shadows, beat the shit out of me, tied me up, and kidnapped me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I'm being so sympathetic to you, because that's, I'm going to be honest, kind of a dick move. Usually you're at least polite.
I was doing my job. I was doing what I thought was the right thing to do in that situation.
Oh, yeah. And you put me in an amulet. Remember that? I hated that.
Yeah. Again, I thought that was the correct thing to do with the information I had at the time.
Lucky I got out of there.
Oh, wait a minute. There was that one time when you were going to punch me and you said, "Excuse me, sir, where do you want it?" And you let me choose. That was actually very thoughtful now that I think about it. Thank you so much. I have no qualms.
It was kind of meant to be like a tricky gift where like it almost hurt you as much to choose as it did to hit. I'm glad it was at least a wash now.
Yeah, I chose neck, which was a bad choice.
Bad choice.
But no, Arnie, after I...
It's beautiful, Arnold.
No. After I...
Thank you.
After I captured you rather easily, for those of you who were not present for it.
Yeah.
We believe you.
I dropped you off at the port on the Dark Lord's Corsair. I had another mission. I jumped upon my trusty witch horse, Gwendolyn.
Witch horse?
Out the window, she's got the green mane. She's gray.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice horse.
Yeah, yeah, you met her.
Are you married to that name? Because I think Champ would be a great... Great name for a horse.
She has already changed her name recently. She is not letting other people pick them. So
okay, all right.
Sorry, what horse are we talking about?
My witch horse.
What horse?
No, the green mane out the window. You can see out the window.
Right over there.
Yes. Sorry.
Yes, that's who the horse is. That's the who horse.
Wow, look at that green mane. That horse is horny on mane.
Anyway, I jumped upon my witch horse and traveled quickly westward. The Dark Lord's army was preparing for the final assault on Fingaria, and I had a special assignment. While the main force would subdue the barbarians, I would capture the great halls of Tarakas. It would be a great coup. It would send a signal to the people of Foon that the Dark Lord's final triumph was at hand. He'd been planning it since he discovered that Telephus the White, the wizard of life and death, had faced true death and was no longer protecting the Great Halls.
That's right. Who killed Telephus the White? I'm trying to remember.
It's not important.
Anyway, the Dark Lord didn't know, but he saw an opportunity and he had entrusted me with this job. And it was the night before the assault, and I and the other Dark Lord lieutenants were talking about our plans and drinking wine and, you know, speaking of our impending triumph over all. There may have been some brainstorming. You guys may have come up as like, what's going to happen to those guys? And it wasn't good.
Sounds nice, though. I bet it was fun.
Nice to be thought about.
I mean, it was a hoot, I'll be honest.
Isn't it wild to think about, like, just months ago, the Dark Lord was just, like, this close to taking over all of Foon? Like,
yes.
Like, almost completely
wild.
Triumphant. And, like, how much things can change in just a second. Now it's, like,
bizarre.
Gone. Evil defeated.
Impossible.
Dark Lordy, Lordy, look who's thwarty.
Well, not all evil's defeated, Ani. That's why.
What?
Not all of evil. You know, there are lieutenants, much like the Baron here, who must also
be defeated or turned. Well,
there are fewer.
That's why I'm still here, because I have to finish...
Oh, yeah.
Defeating evil, remember? Remember, I have to finish defeating evil.
That was on my list of questions, Usador. What's up? Why are you're here for what reason now?
You know, evil. The Dark Lord's evil. You know, I was here to kill the Dark Lord
and
stop his evil. So his evil still lives on through people like you.
Yeah, your true purpose was to kill the Dark Lord, and after a wizard accomplishes their true purpose, they die the true death and go back to the realms of Ephesius.
So to get into this right now.
That
so
makes sense.
If the Dark Lord was dead, which
you can quit saying it. I've accepted it.
Yeah, we'll say it again. I'll take you to the basement and fucking prove it, right?
Okay. Please don't mock me with your basement joke. I get it. It's a reference to when you blew up the town of Hogsface with me inside it, and your last words were, always check the basement, which was in turn.
Well, I think I think the full sentence was, always check the basement.
And it was in turn a reference to when we invaded the town of Hogsface through the basement, and we told you to always check the basement. You don't need to bring it up a third time. You've completed the rule of two. There's no other reason to ever mention the basement again except just to torment me.
Okay.
Boy, this show is so tightly plotted.
You meant to say so tightly plotting?
Yes, exactly.
Correction.
So, Baron, what you're saying is, why is Usador...
Ani.
Dead.
Oh, he had a kid's birthday party. He's doing a kid's birthday party next week, and he has to do that.
Yeah, there's that, too. You know, my obligations, I have to fulfill the obligations I made.
I'm almost happy the Dark Lord did not live to see this. It would have cut him so deeply to know that you continued to exist. I don't know whether you knew this particular detail, Usador, but the Dark Lord had no doubt that he would be your end. He said, in fact, that you came into being on the exact spot that he had 300 years earlier.
Oh,
twinsies.
He later determined that it happened at the exact moment he resolved in his heart to turn against his mission and destroy Foon.
When he turned from being a wizard into a Dark Lord?
When he decided that he would be doing that.
Oh. Oh, so he wasn't quite a Dark Lord yet, but he decided in his heart to become evil. Ooh. And I was born on the same spot?
That's what he said. He was convinced that...
Well, he's full of shit, and I spanked his ass.
Yes.
Did Dark Lord talk about Usador a lot? Like, did he talk about all three of us?
To varying degrees, you came up from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, is this... Baron, tell me if this is cheating. So if I ever killed a wizard, which I'm not going to, and they were to respawn, if they respawn at that same spot, could I just camp out at that spot and kill them every time they repopulate? Is that cheating? Or that's fun?
I don't know all the rules. I only know what I was told.
It might be fun for you. I doubt it'd be fun for the wizard.
And sweep the leg. And sweep the leg.
What? Was that me?
Okay, so I guess we're good not knowing how I found out about the Dark Lord.
Yes, we absolutely want to know. Sorry.
Yes,
sorry,
please.
I'm back. I had to spank myself so many times to get back up here. Not important. Not an important detail. You were saying, Baron?
We were planning our assault when word came in, and suddenly there was silence around the grand table. And most... I knew it must be a lie, but I could see it in the faces of the other lieutenants of the Dark Lord. They were only thinking of themselves, of the next move. Not any big surprise. General Kaetho, leader of the army, stepped up, and everyone
just...
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to write, just for funsies, I'm going to write down some of these names on this scroll.
Okay.
General Kaetho? Kaetho?
Okay. Yeah, Kaetho with a C.
What were some of the lieutenants that were there?
I'll get to it.
Okay. All
right.
I just feel like you'd be setting the table. I feel like we would be able to visualize the story better if we knew the names of the people.
I'm kind of reliving it now.
I'm just kind of going
through it emotionally.
I'm sorry. We're just very name motivated on this podcast.
I'll, as I remember things, I'll name the people in my memory.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. All right.
General Kaetho stood up, and you
with
could
with a C, you said.
Yeah, you could tell everyone in the room was like, "No way, this guy." I mean, really, he ought to be like a mittens coach. He's not like a Dark Lord kind of guy.
Yeah.
But luckily, and everyone's like, "Oh crap, am I gonna have to kill this guy? Like, what's or who's gonna tell him?" But he didn't get a word out before he like split kind of down the middle, and stepping straight out from like him, like covered in his blood, was Mimsy, the Nightmare Wraith.
Mimsy the Nightmare Wraith?
You guys have met Mimsy. Chunt, she was at your wedding.
Is this the last Mimsy?
I think she would like to be.
The last time I met Mimsy, did I? I can't. It rings a bell.
You're so busy at a wedding.
Yeah, with my husband exploding and the catering.
Even when your spouse doesn't explode, you're like talking to everyone and you end up talking to no one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're so hungry afterwards. I was starving.
But yes, so that was off the table. But at that moment, pandemonium broke out.
Is that a person?
Yes.
Okay.
Pandemonium.
Oh, Demonium, the panda?
Yes.
Ooh,
the
evil son of a bitch.
Yeah, the panda sorcerer with the demon familiars. You could tell that he was panicking because he just like broke out in hives immediately. Oh.
Which you're going to see on a panda.
Oh.
Half of it.
They were big.
And did the bees come out of them?
Not bees.
You said he broke out in hives.
No, that's not this. That's not what's happening.
Oh, sorry. We were just talking about Tussidor exploding, and I think I just assumed.
Chunt, that's a homonym. We've never had one on this podcast before, but sometimes there are two words that sound the same but mean different things.
Huh.
Baron, you said homonym was there? Lieutenant homonym?
A homonym. Lieutenant? No, a lieutenant homonym.
Oh. I'm sorry.
You're thinking of homonym.
I get lieutenant and lieutenant mixed up. They sound so similar.
Anyway, the Night Doctor was trying to strangle King Crabane. Let's see.
I'm having a hard time writing all these down.
Just do the best you can.
So, Night Doctor, that's a doctor in armor or only has hours after 8 p.m.?
He operates in the evening, yes.
Huh. Okay. Armorless?
Yes.
Okay.
Leather. He kind of wears leather. He's got, like, a big mask.
Armless?
You think they're... What?
Armless?
No, he's got three arms. He's so
one-armed.
Has
he tried using a fork?
Love it.
Oh, he has three arms. Never mind.
Was Lieutenant Dan there?
What?
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
Sorry.
Oh, yes, Lieutenant Dan. Yes, Lieutenant Dan was, of course, there. Oh, well, was.
Armless?
But, of course, he was quickly put down by Horsey McMurder.
Oh, Horsey McMurder. I hate that horse. I love that name.
Guys, this is why the Dark Lord's army was doing so well. Listen to these names. Of course, they were fucking killing it.
Why do you think I have so many names?
Yeah, but you suck.
How dare you?
Anyway, then Sally Scythes for Hands, like, ran at me, and I was like, I'm not even... in the middle of this.
You gotta get away from Sally Scythe for her hands.
So she has four hands? Scythe, four hands?
Oh, it's a homonym, actually. She has two scythes.
That word again.
In place of two hands.
She's related to Lieutenant Homonym?
No, although I think they're both from Grisbane.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest, I stopped writing some of these down.
Third base.
I didn't ask you to write any of them down. I'm explaining a traumatic incident that happened.
Hey, shh. We're here for you, buddy.
Yeah, we're here for you. All hell broke loose. Everyone was vying for power because everyone wanted to be the next leader.
So I cut a rope.
Ooh, a little dancing?
I cut a rope and rode it to the mezzanine while a chandelier came down and crashed on Mage Gunderson.
Oh, that's a classic move. Mage Gunderson, write that down.
Okay.
Then I was out. I knew I had to find the Dark Lord. There are no more names at this point.
Okay. Aww. Wait, are you...
We'll see.
Think real hard. Did you cover everyone? You sure there wasn't somebody just watching?
There are no more names at this location at this point.
Oh, okay.
But he's about to leave this location, so...
Yeah.
He just flew out to the mezzanine.
And I jumped out onto my witch horse.
Witch horse?
The one out the window with the gray and the green mane, who was, if you care, at this point named Zorse.
Source?
Zorse.
Zorse. I would have gone with Source.
I would have gone with Champ.
Then you should have been the Dark Lord's stable master.
Oh, Arnie's unstable.
That'd be a good job for you, Arnie. Stable master?
Yeah, I'm kind of busy cooping right now.
You don't even know what it is.
I'm getting so close.
For 10 days I rode.
Wow.
Till I reached the coast again.
Wait, hold on, hold on. For 10 days you didn't meet anyone? Surely you met someone. Give us some names.
There was like a farmer.
Yes.
I think his name was Alan.
Oh, Alan what?
I didn't ask.
If you had to extrapolate from the way he looked, Alan, what would you say? Alan
Peterson?
Well, on that note, let's take a quick break and pick up with this story when we get back.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
And there, on the shores of the Black Spire volcano, the Goblin Beach Party informed me that the Dark Lord was dead.
Oh, I really wanted to ask about this beach party, but I feel like we've interrupted so much already.
We're enthralled.
Okay.
And the evidence of the gibbering soul walker wandering the shores seemed to confirm that story. So back on the boat, I knew that I had to find Dripfang. And there, in the harbor town of Draymondshire, I found him. Drunk.
Good.
Dead?
No.
Damn.
But wishing he was dead.
Yes. Great.
For he had headed to the east to meet up with the Dark Lord's Eastern Front. And as you no doubt know, our forces there fared no better.
No doubt, yeah. Don't speak, we know that already.
Yeah, don't tell us.
The second prong of your attack, the first of which being your assault on the volcano, was masterful.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was very intentional the way it all worked out.
The army of Velsmere, who our army had been circling for months and months, and like when will these two armies clash? So much time and effort was put into building it up. Surely something's going to happen with this.
Well, I found one thing about the Army of Velshmir is they're very good at choreography.
Yeah, and there was a real will they, won't they, right?
They were good at many things, including surrendering and saying, oh, we're too weak and tired and hungry to fight. Only then, when night fell, to turn on their captors and devour them.
Oh, by the goddesses, we already knew that.
I mean, Juno, I have never seen anyone but a starving man eat orc meat, but your army skeletonized the Eastern Front. It was, according to Dripfang, horrific.
Is that a word? Skeletonized?
Yes.
Like, I know statumatized is a word, but skeletonized?
Yeah, it's actually a homonym.
It's not a homonym.
Okay, I tried. Calm down, books.
My parents were skeletonized in front of me when I was 7 years old.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Fine,
I think
sorry.
I know whether or not there's skeletonization.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, and I know we already know this, but the Velshmir army, which we briefly led, and as I remember it, they did have a food problem. They were pretty hungry.
Are you mocking me?
No, certainly not.
You making me?
They ate an entire orc army?
Well, I mean, there were a few stragglers, which is who Dripfang encountered when he went to meet the army with the intent of setting himself up as the leader of that group, but they turned on him immediately.
Did you hear him say, "Meet the army"?
Oh, yeah.
Because he ate them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's meat. Good. That's good. Thank you. I'll say that. That's good. But they had heard that he had made the sword that had slayed the Dark Lord, and mm-hmm. they thought he was in on it even. They tried to kill him, so he, of course, made a hasty retreat back to the coast, and I found him there, drunk, in the tavern.
Good. It sounds like Dripfang is, like, straight up fucked.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good.
And you know what? I can forgive people. I mean, I'm talking to you, Baron, and you've been real nasty to me. But Dripfang stabbed me with a sword, and I don't think I'll ever forgive him for that.
Didn't Tom Blaine Belleroth stab you with a sword several times?
Yeah, but I supported him to be king.
Here's my thing. I can forget people, but I can't forgive. Who's Dripfang?
The Dark Lord's chef inquisitor, 1,000 snakes in a skin suit.
I'll know him if I see him.
Doesn't ring a bell?
All right. Well,
I didn't want to believe him at first, but he swore he saw you slay the Dark Lord, Usador.
Yeah, he was there. Saw the whole thing. Definitely happened.
Everything he described.
No backsies.
He said it looked and sounded exactly like a wizard experiencing true death. Mm-hmm. He said, from everything that you had read about the appearance and the exact sounds of a true wizard being killed, it just, what he saw nailed it. Just nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, I would say impeccable sound design.
So, Dripfang agrees. He agrees. I can only assume he's correct.
What more do you need to know? You've seen Dripfang. You've seen us. Clearly the Dark Lord is gone, and now you must envision a second act for yourself. What comes next?
Well, what comes next is the next bit of my story.
Okay.
I still was not yet ready to face the truth, so back on Gwendolyn, I leapt to head to.
Now,
the
how
dark.
Did you know it was Gwendolyn?
What?
Zora's expressed that the name was not what she wanted, but how did you get to Gwendolyn?
Well, I asked her what she would prefer to be called.
Uh huh.
And she said Winnie, and I was like, that's a little casual.
Right.
I was Gwendolyn.
Mm. Ah. Oh, I see. I see how you got there.
Ooh, yeah. Now Winnie Cooper, that's a name.
Now that I think about it, the Cooper I'm apprenticing under is a horse.
What?
Which Cooper?
I don't speak horse, so I don't know if that horse's name is Ney or...
No wonder you don't know what you're doing. Which horse?
What horse?
Your boss?
Yeah.
Why horse?
It's not always easy to come up to an answer to that, is there?
It's not. So
sorry,
I'm so
Baron,
sorry,
please.
Baron. Yeah, please, go on.
Well, I of course headed to the Dark City thinking that if the Dark Lord were wounded, perhaps, or perhaps was able to reform himself, he might return there to his seat of power, to wear the Book of Sight, that self-same artifact that made him Master of the Night, resided.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I know, it was a smart move.
Didn't pay off, though, because that fucker's dead. I killed his ass.
No.
Yeah.
And the Dark City.
Is it frustrating sometimes you can do all the right things and fail, and meanwhile we just, like, fuck up left and right, and we defeat the Dark Lord?
Yeah, we fail upwards.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
I mean, the third prong of your strike that accompanied your strike on the volcano and the Velshmir army was No accident, I assume.
I also assume that.
Yeah.
For when I arrived in the Dark City, it was exactly what I'm sure you've heard described here on the podcast numerous times. I'd never been myself, but built into chasms and valleys and canyons and abysses was a massive metropolis where the light would only touch the ground at the bottom level for 1 minute a day as the sun traveled down the path. And there was chaos, absolute chaos. The Dark Lord's knights were weeping. They were bereft in the street. Conrad von Plotz had turned his back on the Dark Lord and was saying that he was about to write a tell-all revealing everything.
He's probably just doing that to make money.
CVP. Conrad von Plotz. Yeah, baby.
Melissa Dethridge was trying to convince the crowds that the Dark Lord was gone and that they should turn their back on all that he had built there the last 300 years. The city can't decide what to do with itself. Half the people there want to return to the original name. Can you imagine Pittsburgh? I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, logically, it makes sense. It's like in a pit.
It's all pits. I get it. Yes. But it doesn't have the same ring as the Dark City does. There's some real spin on that.
Yeah, of course.
What about Cool World?
I mean, you for Pittsburgh, for the Dark City?
I don't fucking know books. I'm just trying to help your ass.
I mean, I guess I could go back and pitch it. I don't even live there, though.
What kind of system do they have in the Dark City to like pitch a new name? Like, can anyone come in and pitch a name for the city?
Oh, people are just yelling stuff. The Dark Dwarves are.
What's that like?
Clamoring, pardon?
What's that like?
People just yelling. It's a chaotic place. I've snuck in there once to find an ancient scroll. It was very upsetting, even for me, a great wizard. I got away as quickly as I could.
Beautiful Arnie and I have both told you, stop doom scrolling. You keep searching out these scrolls, and they always have bad news or curses in them. Knock it off.
All right. Sometimes I just want to look at a scroll.
I don't want to hear it. The minute you wake up in bed, you're doom scrolling, and it just ruins your whole fucking day. Stop it.
I've stopped.
Now, I've never been to the Dark City myself, but is that where William Hurt lives?
I mean, yes. Billy the Hurter, I think, is the name he prefers to go by.
I just wanted another name.
This hawk, Ethan, one of my friends, has been there.
Rufus Sewell.
Okay, let me think of one.
Fuck.
Keeper Sutherland?
Was it that knowledge you picked up in the Dark City that allowed your agents, Usador, to steal the Book of Sight?
Sure.
For the Book of Sight, that artifact, which makes one master of the dark, Lord of the Night, was of course in the Citadel of the Night, the center of the Dark City, behind the Dark Lord's many protective spells, and somehow a party of halflings got past all of them to steal the book.
Oh, it ain't no party like a halfling party, because a halfling party don't stop.
That seems pretty unlikely.
No, they got past Big Baby Awful. They got back. They got past.
Here we go.
They got past the Scorpion's Tea Party.
Oh.
They got past Dry Spell.
Oh,
Dry Spell's the worst.
It's hard to get past. You know, if you've ever been near a Dry Spell, it's hard to get past.
I mean, I can't get past Big Baby Awful. I gotta hear more.
Oh, Big Baby Awful is a creature made of remaindered meat, leftover butcher stuff, animated, probably about 12 feet tall, and just seems to be kind of a baby.
Oh. Wow. Thank you for explaining that, because whoever does the wiki is definitely going to appreciate, like, oh, I bet that it's actually spelled like this now. It's not awful.
It's a homonym.
They're also related to Lieutenant Homonym?
So then what did the halflings do after that?
I don't know. The Dark Lord spies followed them as long as they could, but they abandoned the chase as soon as they had heard that
what had happened to the Dark Lord. The last I know, the Book of Sight was seen in Daggerdale, being transferred to the care of a confidential courier.
Oh, I hate Daggerdale. He's got all those knives. He's such a know-it-all.
Yeah, he loves to talk about him too.
Hey, I'm Dale. Look at my daggers. We get it, Dale. You have daggers. Anyone can buy them. You're not cool.
Now, he is related to Sally Scythe for Hands.
That makes sense. That adds up. Yeah.
So he's a homonym.
I think on his mother's side. But of course, I mean, I'll be honest. I thought the Book of Sight would lead me back to the Dark Lord, but the knowledge that if I held it in my hand, now that the Dark Lord is dead, whoever holds it when it's a new moon will be infused with the powers of Master of the Dark.
It's not great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as long as the Dark Lord is dead, which, of course, you say that he is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Hundo P.
Yeah, hypothetically, if the Dark Lord isn't dead, what happens to someone if they touch the Book of Sight?
I mean, if they touch it, I mean, I've touched it.
Or hold it.
It's on his coffee table. I've flipped through it.
What else is on his coffee table?
There's, like, some you think it's chips, but it's potpourri.
Wow.
Evil.
You ate some, didn't you?
Yes, I ate some potpourri. And, like, some other books, like an Old Life magazine.
Old Life magazine?
Yeah. Like, back when they were still rolling out New Lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty old. It's like 40,000 years old.
Wow.
It was a prized possession.
Now, if you weren't able to garner the Book of Sight, and you know that the Dark Lord was dead, why did you come here today proclaiming that he was alive and wishing to upset us and threaten me with a fork?
Yeah.
I just didn't want to face the truth. I don't know what I'm going to do now. And of course, if I was wrong that the Dark Lord would bring down all of Foon, then what have I done with my life?
Yeah, well, good point, but you got to figure that out, bud. Have you ever thought about being a father? Those kids of yours really need some guidance.
Oh, my. Oh, Jesus Christ, my kids.
Yeah, guide their ass to the bottom of a river.
I haven't even thought about my kids.
That's a bad sign.
I know. I haven't seen them for 2 years. Can you imagine not seeing your child for 2 years? You don't even know the half of it. When I was in the Dark City, I found my son, Shanglebirth Jr., finally, after I gave him to the Dark Lord so long ago. Mm-hmm. It turns out they used his head as part of they set a riddle wall. It was guarding a door. They said it was going to ask you a riddle and you could only get through the door. I mean, I think somebody messed it up. It was clearly, they turned him into one of those heads that always lies, because when I said hello, he was like, I hate you, father.
Teenagers.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Teenage heads.
But anyway, when I found him, I packed him up and I sent him back to Shrike through the mail. Can you imagine a father sending his own child through the mail?
No. Why did you do that?
Yeah.
Because I had to find you and get you to admit that the Dark Lord was still alive.
You could have stayed with your son who you'd been reunited with after many years and learned to love each other again and overcome the chasm betwixt the two of thee. Instead, you came here to harass me?
Well, yeah, and apropos of nothing, have you seen Eggy Baby?
No, I don't know where your egg is. I'm sorry, Chantif.
Well, I do. I was that was a joke. Knock, knock. Who's there? Where's my eggy baby? It's at home. I know that. It's a joke.
I don't get it.
I don't need you to get the joke.
Fork him.
Fork you.
Oh, that does help. Maybe there is a reason worth living.
See?
You're right, Usador.
Wait, that's your reason for living?
Wait, he's about to have you.
Oh, no, yeah.
I've overlooked my family for far too long. I mean, I always sort of thought that Jamie and Sammy, however they turned out, they would be fine because we'd be under the protective umbrella of the Dark Lord. But if that's not true, those kids need a lot more guidance than I think I've given them.
Or killed.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you guys know this, but Sammy's stand-up comedy is bad.
Yeah. Mm. Real bad.
It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
I once went and saw his set, and he goes, "Has this ever happened to you?" And then he slit his own neck.
No.
It healed, but it was not cool.
Yeah.
And that had not happened to me.
Well, young comedians, sometimes they just do things for shock value.
You're right. I need to get back to the Shrike Valley. I need to take care of my children. I need to get them ready. They'll need to be married off and to confirm the strength of the valley. And oh my, that guys, the castle, the Dark Lord. I mean, I had a castle before the Dark Lord moved into the valley. But yeah, we really expanded it. The upkeep on it's going to be insane.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's 300 fathoms tall. I don't know. I don't have enough people to clean the gutters.
Well, you know, if you go back, you start to make amends. That's the first step. You start to put things right, and then people will come back. And before you know it, you'll have a thriving city once again.
Yes, and I think we can actually help you. Eustor, will you cast one of your spells to bring the gutters here so we can clean them? Maybe just yell, "Come gutters."
No.
Come gutters.
Oh, here they are. Just give them a nice wipe. Get these nice and shiny.
We're gonna pitch in here. Honey, help out.
I'm going to stay away from the cum gutters.
I have people do that for me.
Must be nice.
God, he installed a river of lava for nothing, and then he made us cool it down? Mm-hmm. Like, what are we going to do with for landscaping now? It's just a blasted heath. Are we going to do planter boxes?
Why not? Be creative. Take a brightly colored piece of cloth and throw it over a horrible abomination, and it'll brighten the place up before you know it.
You're right. I need to get home right now.
Yeah, Shaggy, this could be a positive thing, you know? Since the Dark Lord died, I mean, it seems like so many of his followers and so much of his empire has been slowly crumbling, and you have to imagine, the fingers crossed, that over time, the longer that they know for a fact that he's dead, the more evil will slowly leak away, and why don't you just embrace it?
You know, actually, on that note, yes, I will, but quickly to circle back, why are you here? Like, you could be in any town in Foon right now. There could be parades for you. This place was so hard to get to.
Granted, you've seen some of the wizard groupies, the whizpies that are following me about, the devoted acolytes, as it were. But it's more that the three of us decided we'd rather retire in peace and enjoy our days now that we've done what we were sent here to do. And we're having a nice, peaceful, bucolic sort of retirement.
Yeah, now that the Dark Lord's dead, which he definitely is.
Definitely, forever.
We just wanted find one of the most remote places in Foon where, if we had any secrets, unrelated, that they're less likely to get out to the rest of Foon,
Yeah, we just wanted to start, a new chapter now that the Dark Lord is dead, period. We were just hoping to just start something new. I opened up a black and white smith shop to make armor, so that's my thing. I'm running for town daddy, so we all have a lot going on.
And Eustor made a chore wheel.
Which I burned up and is gone and can't be read anymore.
Yeah.
Ooh, glad I did that.
Yeah, I know.
The timing of it.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, shit. Guys.
What?
My wife. I haven't talked to my wife.
And how long?
About 3 months.
Yeah, you gotta get on that.
You gotta get on that.
I guess Eustor probably told you when he went into great detail about the better part of the fortnight that he was trapped in my locket that I have married the queen of the Spartanga jungle, and she needed my attention, and I've been running around looking for you guys this whole time.
That's why he has that silver finger.
Oh, yeah, that's what this is.
Need more work-life balance, Shaggy.
Yes. I have to get home. I have to take care of my children. I have to patch things up with my snake wife. I have to, yes, I have to put things right. All right. I will do that. Yes, I will return to Shrek.
Well, good chat.
Yeah.
Good chat, Baron.
Great chat.
I think this is a new leaf for you. I think you're going to turn things around in Shrike.
Yes.
If Shrike needs help, you should reach out to the new king in Northeastia. I'm sure he'd be glad to help you. A good friend of mine.
King and queen.
Oh, yes.
Not married, but king and queen.
Yeah, the brother and sister king and queen of Northeastia. I'm sure they'd be happy to help you out. Before you know it, everything will be peaches and cream.
Thank you, thank you. Your help will be so much appreciated. Your kindness, your forgiveness, it's truly amazing.
Oh.
I will set Shrike right, yes.
Yeah. If you get started, maybe you'll be able to turn everything around in time for winter solstice. It'll be a happy time of year.
Oh, solstice. Yes, I can have solstice with my family and... Oh, you know what? You know what's funny? For the first time in years, we can celebrate Christmas. Oh,
oh, that's so fantastic.
Oh, you didn't celebrate Christmas as a devotee of the Dark Lord?
For the strangest thing, the Dark Lord allowed his followers to celebrate every solstice holiday. Like even Gunderstein, which is about defeating a Dark Lord. But
yeah.
He wouldn't let any of us celebrate Christmas. We were strictly forbidden.
Huh. That's strange.
And anyone who tried was caught without fail.
Ooh, a little mystery to unpack.
Yes, but in Shrike, I can do that. And if I hurry, I can maybe we can hold on to control of Skur, too, while we're at it.
Not letting people celebrate Christmas? What a humbug brag.
Huh. Yes.
Well,
maybe Night Bay, too. Yes.
Well, Baron, if you need any help, let me know and I can always... lend a fork hand.
It just gets better with age.
Thank you, Chunt. That bit has brought me happiness. It's... you're a real uncut gem. Ooh, yeah. All right, well, I have to get going, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Wade. Wink, wink.
Oh, yes. Goodbye. That's a good... Wade, did you write Wade down? I feel like that's a good name. Wade the Wanderer.
Okay, yeah.
Arnie, at least pretend to write it down.
I am.
Arnie, your arms are folded in front of your chest, and you just went burp, 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 burp.
But no, you heard the noise of my quill writing. Burp, 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 burp.
Okay, so should I go, or are you guys still doing emails?
You know,
we haven't
what?
Done emails in a while.
Okay, all right, though, goodbye.
Hey,
goodbye.
Listeners, please email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I'm sure we'll do some emails before too long.
You can reach me at forkhand@geocities.org.
No, you can't. Goodbye, Baron. Good blessings to thee, and may the goddesses watch over thee.
Okay. Gwendolyn, come.
I think we did it. I think we got away with it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still cleaning this gutter, so we haven't gotten away with it yet. I think we have to finish these.
All right, well, just keep scrubbing. I'll put this on the troll wheel. I'll add it to the new troll wheel.
Nice. Oh, and don't write Dark Lord. Maybe just put DL?
Maybe we need a new euphemism.
Yeah, we used to call the Dark Lord the Book Club. Maybe Marsh Madness?
What were some of the names of the people that got killed?
I can't read my own handwriting.
Worthless.
Arnie, I wish you really would have written them down instead of going... burp, 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 burp.
Look, I'm just going to make up a euphemism name. So I'm just going to make up a name that it doesn't belong to anyone. It's just a new name. Fizzle Von Pizzlewitch.
Yeah, that sounds great. Arnie, any notes?
Nope.
Okay, let's get into emails.
Look for pints of Fizzle Von Pizzlewitch wherever Ben & Jerry's is sold. Now with a dense core of pizzle in the center of every container. You've been listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern, a podcast that stands on its own while also serving as a prequel to My Favorite Murder. Use Another Wizard was yelled by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was voiced, often before other characters were finished speaking, by Adil Rafai. Baron Ragoon was played by Chris Rathjen. You can hear Chris on the third season of Pocket Guide to Hell Radio, Thursdays on WLPN Lumpin' Radio. Pocket Guide to Hell explores the intersections of art, politics, and culture as illuminated by Chicago's past. Chicago listeners can tune to 105.5 FM or visit lumpinradio.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patreon supporters get two new bonus episodes each month, including the recent Boys Night. Have a listen to this quick clip.
I'm so sorry. I don't know could you tell me a little bit about what a lad's afternoon entails?
Well, instead of having ale and alcohol, we'll have a nice set of tea and some beautiful finger sandwiches. And we shall then raise our glasses glasses, clink them together, and say, "Lads afternoon."
Lads afternoon.
Lads afternoon to you.
I mean, that sounds kind of good. But now I've been hearing people talking about...
we can have a boys' night, just as before. But since Arnie shan't be fully committed, I shall overcommit for the first time ever.
For the first time ever.
Boys' night!
See? And when I said quick, I didn't mean it wouldn't go on for too long. But that's a fun semantic discussion we can save for another time. To learn more, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Sage GC. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry. I did not chip in for the drinks. Do you guys need anything? Or
it's on us.
What do I owe you? Okay.
Sorry. It's on us.
No, like, I just remember...
royalty.
I got in a big fight with another Dark Lord minion, Ogre What's Good at Magic, and I just have decided to always offer.
Yeah, yeah. Is Ogre What's Good at Magic still alive?
Oh, I assume so. I didn't see him eat a sword or anything.
Hmm. Okay, all right. Okay. Write that one down.
Can an ogre eat a sword without dying?
Can the Baron finger bang a werewolf?
No, not with that silver finger. Not gonna happen, man.
We'll have to ask him next time.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.